Hey, hey, you are listening to Oh For Fuck's Sake. I am Lenny, your host, Lenny like Lenny Kravitz, but with an I, not a Y. It is October 1st. It is the best month of the year. Just kidding. No, but for real, this is the best month. We are in Libra season. Woo! I am a Libra, so we are in Libra season. I actually have a lot of Libras in my family, so... And I totally forgot my birthday was next Friday, or it's coming up in 10 days. 10 days to my birthday! Until my sister asked me what I wanted to eat next Friday. And I was like, what? I have no idea. And she's like, well, we're gonna have your birthday at mom's. And I'm like, oh my god, it's my birthday! So, there's that. And I also thought that I was turning 36 this year. I'm just gonna go ahead and blame it on the mom brain. So, yeah, there's that. But... let's get into the goods. We are starting season two. I am starting season two, and I'm going to be going over some parenting. Now, this can be a very controversial topic. I mean, super controversial. Trust me, I have had it from all angles, so I know exactly, you know, the dynamics and everything of parenting. So, I'm going to get into the families, parenting, the whole nine yards. We're going to talk a little bit about each kind of parenting, the styles and the, you know, the approaches to it and yeah, all the good stuff. So I am actually going to start my first episode today. I'm going to talk about my parents. So yeah, but before I get into that, let me give you my goods. So today is National Coffee Day. It's also National Music Day, Homemade Cookies, and World Postcard Day. This week, it is also Borderline Personality Disorder and World Animals Week. And then, since it's the first, there's quite a few for this month that I want to go over. I know I'm not going to get them all, but yeah, I just wanted to put some of these out there. So it is also Domestic Violence Month, Sensory Awareness Month, Caffeine Addiction Month, AIDS Awareness, National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Month, Financial Planning Month. I probably need to look into that one. We've got a lot of foods. So we've got sausage, pretzel, cookie, chili, apple, pasta, pickled peppers. All of those are this month. Bully Prevention, Country Music, Filipino American History Month. That's me. Spina Bifida, Substance Abuse Prevention, Down Syndrome, Dyslexia, which I'm also dyslexic. And can't talk, but yeah, I'm bad with my numbers sometimes. I get them backwards and flip them and all sorts of good stuff. So, fun fact, eczema, ADHD, and very dear cause to me is breast cancer awareness. My grandmother passed away from that. So, yeah. And for my Libra loves, our horoscope. So, today, October 1st. Some intense conversations could take place between you and a group of friends. These people may not be close friends when you meet up with them, but by the end of the day, some of them certainly might be. You share a lot of interests with these people, you think along the same lines, and you enjoy each other's company. You'll definitely be seeing them again, so have fun. Okay. And that was MSN, so then this one's horoscope.com. Your old ways of thinking have carried you quite far, Libra, but you may now find that it's time to seek a new platform for your ideas. Look for more adventurous ways to express yourself, break out of the old mold, and try something new. Once you start in a brand new direction, there will be a great deal of support encouraging you to continue along the way. Hey, I like that one. Yeah, it's probably... maybe something to do with my podcast and all of you guys out there supporting me, which again, I absolutely appreciate, and you guys rock. You guys are awesome. So yeah, but okay. So we're going to get into parenting. I do want to take this first episode just to talk about my parents, a little bit about me and my growing up and, you know, all the good feels and good stuff and whatnot. So my parents, Mary Beth and John, married for 36 years. My father did pass away last year. No, my parents, so a little story. I don't want to give you too much because I think for my Friday feels this Friday, I'm going to give you a little backstory on everything. So we'll see, but I'll just give you a little bit right now. So My parents couldn't have children, and so my grandfather and my parents were at a family reunion. My grandfather of my birth father, so my birth father and my birth mother. I was born in the Philippines, moved to the States because my dad was in the military. My birth father was in the military. And then we ended up in California. So, long story short, my birth mother ends up leaving my father, leaves him with three kids. And so my grandpère is what we used to call him, grandpère. He was at a family reunion because my mother, I believe, is second cousins with my birth father, if y'all can figure that one out. But so they were all at a family reunion and my parents were talking, you know, they'd just been married and can't have kids. They wanted to have kids. And my birth father is not a shiny diamond by any means. He is actually a piece of shit. So, that's a whole nother story too. So, I'll give you guys a little taste of him on Friday. But anyways, so my parents were talking with my grandpère, and my grandpère says, you know, Tim's got these three children. He's gonna lose them. So my parents, the most amazing people ever, said, okay, we'll take all three of them. So my parents adopted all three of us. I was five. My brother was three and my sister was two. So now keep in mind, like, when we were adopted, like I said, I was 5 years old. So I was already living in the mentality, because my mother had left birth mother had left as soon as my littlest sister was born. So for like a year and a half maybe, so I had the mentality that I was the one who replaced my mom at the time. And I was like 3 years old, 4 years old, and 4 years old. Yeah. And being mom of the house. I mean, I remember so many things so vividly from the ages of, you know, 3 to 5. It's crazy, and people probably think, oh, she's full of shit, she doesn't remember, but I do. I remember lots of things. And so yeah, I was that mom figure to my siblings. And so when we were adopted, my parents, my mom had, we didn't get along, we just didn't see eye to eye, because I was so used to being like the provider, or the, you know, my little brother, my little sister's Constance, that like when she came in to take over that role, because that's not the job of a five-year-old. Like, that is not a five-year-old's responsibility. I didn't understand that. Like, I was like, oh no, these are my babies. Like, they're mine. I am going to take care of them. So we kind of struggled with that for a little bit. But yeah, it was, you know, I can't even explain to you guys how, you know, when you're a kid and you're a teenager, and I know everybody knows this, like, you go through your different stages of life, and you know, you like your parents, you don't like your parents, whatnot, whatever. I definitely had my times in high school where I hated my parents. You know, I went through stuff of my own. But my parents were damn good parents. Like, they were really, really good. And for the most part, I want to say I was a pretty damn good kid. I had a couple here, you know, there was a time I snuck to New Smyrna, and, what else? I think that, I mean, probably some of the guys I dated in my high school and younger days probably weren't any of my dad's fans, but other than that, I mean, I think I was a pretty damn good kid. Like, I didn't cuss at my parents, I didn't talk back, you know, half the shit these kids are doing nowadays, it's like, what? I would be 6 feet under, like, if I talked to my parents like that, or if I acted any sort of way like that towards my parents. But they just instilled that in us. My parents, we were Catholic growing up, so we went to church every Sunday. We, you know, my mom made it a thing that we all had to do, like, family dinners at night, every night together, if nobody was, like, in a sport or doing something like that. You know, my parents, looking back, it was like, oh my, because like during the summers, my grandfather would come stay with us, and my mom's a school teacher, and my father was, he was an electrician out at Kennedy Space Center. Well, my grandpa would come, and he would watch us for the summer and stuff when my mom would go back to work and whatever. And my mom would leave us, like, a list every morning. We'd get up, and we'd go downstairs to the table, and we'd have our list of chores. Actually, our schoolwork, because she would leave us schoolwork to do, and then a list of chores. And then we had to go outside and play. You had to go outside and play. You weren't allowed to come back inside. You go outside, play. We had a pool at our house. You know, you drank out of the spigot on the side of the house. And you just were a kid. Like, you just lived. And that's just how it was. You know, and, like, now, it just blows my mind how some of these kids think nowadays. Like, it's just, it's crazy. And, you know, and the sad thing is, like, my children, too, try that stuff with me, and it's like, are you kidding me? Like, what? Like, none of this stuff have even crossed my mind to ever act that way. But that was just who my parents were. My parents instilled in us respect. They instilled in us, you know, manners, morals, character. We had all that. Like, we were told that we had to be, like, in a club or a sport or something like that growing up, because you know, my parents just didn't want us absorbed into school, but we also had to make friends, and we had to go out and learn stuff and do stuff and be athletic, and, you know, that, I loved all that, you know, looking back on it, it's just like, wow, like, that was amazing, that was awesome. Like, my parents, you know, you hate going to church, we already went to church once a week for school, why would we want to go to church again on Sunday? But it's like the little things that now, like, every holiday we would do together, even when I moved out of the house, because I'm pretty sure I was out of the house by the time I was 18. Even when I moved out of the house, it was just a known thing. We're going to be at mom and dad's for anything, for Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, birthdays, all sorts of stuff. You know, that was just the thing. It was family. We were family. My parents did an amazing job. They did a really, really, really good job at, you know, molding us into adults, I think. So, Mom, if you want to give me any feedback on that, go for it. But, you know, I've definitely had my fair share of fuck-ups here lately, or, you know, within the past 10 years. But, I mean, genuinely, like, I wasn't one of those kids who got into high school and was smoking, drinking, doing all that crazy stuff. You know, my parents just, very good role models, very good, you know, what I wanted. I always, like, I had my plan. I was going to get married at 22, babies by 24, you know, the whole nine yards, because my parents were just together, you know, they just showed us, you know, what love was like. Even my grandparents, like, they got that from their parents, and it's just awesome, you know? So that is the kind of parenting that I came from. Yeah, I was right. I mean, my parents were, at the time, I thought they were strict, you know, oh my God, my parents are evil and mean, and they make us do such crazy things, and they're awful, but no, my parents really, they weren't that strict. I mean, looking back, it's just like, my parents were only asking what I ask for out of my own children: respect, don't talk back to me, don't give me attitude, tell me the truth, you know, just the common sense, normal things that you should do as a human and as a child, because, you know, when you're a child, you don't have that, you know, you don't get to say those any say. You don't get to, you know, be in charge yet. You don't get to have a word or whatever. So you need to have a parent figure above you or authorizing you to do things. So I really, really believe in, you know, I think that my parents did a very good job. You know, my dad, over the years, past years, him and I, for the most part, I don't think anybody really was a daddy's, except for my littlest sister, maybe she was a daddy's girl, but, I don't think my dad ever favored any of us, so, yeah, he was pretty even, he was pretty fair, you knew exactly what you were gonna get out of my dad. My dad was a very, he thought he was a funny guy, but he was a funny guy. I mean, I can just, his jokes at the dinner table and, like, his one footstep dance move that he always had. It was just, oh, my dad. He's a hoot. But, yeah, my dad, he supported us. I remember him coming to my cross country conference meet, out in Cocoa Beach. He was there. He watched me. You know, it's good to have parents that, you know, support you or behind you and want to guide you and nourish you and put you on that right path. So that, I just wanted to let you guys in, share my story with you and tell you, that's how I was raised. That's how I grew up. Those are the kind of parents I had. I was with, you know, I was in a family household that was, you know, basically put together or whatever, you know, it was a nuclear family, like that traditional family structure family. So that's what we had. We had that, and that was, you know, I'm beyond blessed because I can't even imagine where the hell I would be today. You know, if we weren't ever adopted, I don't even know if me, my brother, my sisters would even be together. But I think that my grandparent and my grandma were, you know, smart enough to keep us together. My grandmother was dying from cancer, so it was a lot for her to take us into their house for that little while, you know, right before we were adopted. So that was a lot on her, but I want to say that they would try and keep us together, but I really, honestly, I couldn't imagine where the hell I would be today if my parents didn't do that. So, you know, I will forever be thankful for them for that. But yeah, so thanks for listening to my parenting story. I'm going to start up on Thursday, like family dynamics. Just telling you guys what they are, what a family dynamic is, what they look like. You know, there's a whole bunch of different kinds of family dynamics. They come in all sorts of forms. So yeah, but I think that's enough about me and my parents for now. I will be back on Friday for my Friday feels, and I got a good story for you guys. So I'm excited about that also. But yeah, so Thursday I'll be back doing some family dynamics, and then Friday we got my Friday feels. So I'm excited. Anyways, I hope everybody has a great Tuesday, and I'll see you back on Thursday. Until then, remember, don't do anything I wouldn't do.